Hello, everybody. Wishing a happy national day to Icelanders. So the 17th of June is the day that Ireland of the North Atlantic celebrates their country. And it's due to the proclamation of the Republic on this day in 1944, when they severed the bands which had linked them to Denmark for over 1,000 years. And the date was not random. They selected because it coincided with Jón Sigurðarson's birthday. Okay, so he was the, well, how to put it, the primus inter pares of the Icelandic nationalist movement of the 19th century. He didn't live to see it, and he's also a writer. So in 1918, there's an act of union between Denmark and Iceland, but Iceland had its Alting. I think it means like all thing, literally, but it's their parliament. And so it said in 1943, this could be revised. So they held a plebiscite in 1944 to determine whether they would remain with the status quo or whether they would alter the situation, and they chose to. Okay, so that was it. Now, Denmark had been invaded by Germany in 1940. That April surrendered in a matter of hours. And so the Act of Union couldn't be revised then. The Allies had been worried that Germany would then try to annex Iceland or occupy Iceland. So that's why the British Army moved in there. The Icelanders didn't fight them. But that's something for the United Kingdom to ponder. They'd invaded another country which hadn't aggressed them. Basically, well, we need it. The kind of thing Germany was saying about other countries. Admittedly, there was no bloodshed. And then the United Kingdom withdrew from there when the United States took over and so on, just so it wouldn't fall into German hands. But how about the Icelanders? It's for them to determine the future of their country. They were defenseless. They want to be defenseless. That's up to them. Anyway, so then the US military was in Iceland. Okay, so the plebiscite saying they wanted independence. King Christian X of Denmark was unhappy about it, but he wrote to the Icelanders and he said, well, I felicitate you on your creation of a republic. And that was it. So initially, they'd simply renamed the King Christian X, the president in relation to Iceland. I mean, now they elect their own president. So, yeah, they celebrate with military parades all over that country. It's actually quite big in area, but about 300,000 people. Considerable immigrant community, quite a few Polish people, now Icelandic citizens, often didn't bother with the Icelandic language because everyone speaks excellent English, like a typical Scandinavian country, riding those distinctive Icelandic horses. Apparently medieval horses were much closer to them, much smaller horses. And then they wore both left feet forward and then both right, both left, both right, not the normal brass bands, okay, carrying their flag, which is really just an inversion of the Norwegian flag. The Icelandic language is closer to Norwegian than anything else. Okay, dressing up as scouts and orations in public, then someone dressing up as the Lady of the Mountain, and she's meant to be the person who, the mythical person who embodies Iceland, wearing their national dress, declamations of poesy and so forth. So romantic 19th century nationalism, looking back to a semi-mythical past. So Iceland, the land of no surname. You're always father's name, son, or daughter's name, or father's name, dottir. The country, the first openly lesbian prime minister, country which unfortunately was oppressive enough to outlaw lap dancing, and that law is still there. Reykjavik, their capital, is in Smoking Bay, a land of trolls, of lunar landscape, and what else, of puffins, of whale watching, of thermal heating. They've got Iceland Air. What is it? Iceland Air shuttle. So managed to make that a success somehow, flying between Europe and North America. Hardy seamen, obviously partly more Irish stock, which accounts for their genius. A place which had the most recently born island, as in a volcano coming up from under the sea in the 1960s. What else can I say about the Icelanders? So the only country in the world with part of its toponym has got, well, an item, ice, like that. Yeah, that's it. So they used to have lots of sheep on the little islands, so they couldn't run away because they didn't have wood to build up fences. But very prosperous, you know, huge in area. Well, by Europe, it's not huge in area. Member of NATO now, not member of the European Union, talking about doing it. There was the Icelandic biobanking crisis. It was that movement in defense saying not to bail people out. So I visited in 2008. Might like to go back. But Iceland's got a lot to offer. A country almost bereft of natural resources, made a great success. But okay, they got more renewable energy than anywhere else because of the natural hot water pumping cold water down, and then it comes up as a steam and turns the turbines and generates electricity. So could they even export electricity? I put it to some Iceland, said that would present some engineering challenges, in the typical Scandinavian accent. Well, I'd like to go back, but it's very pricey. What say you? Do you want to see Iceland? Yeah, and do they even have two airports? Is it Keflavik? Is one for Reykjavik, Smoking Bay, not as in cigarettes, but as in smoke coming out of the whatever it's called, the volcano. Was it Eric the Red found it? Then they went on to Greenland, said, well, we can't call this even Iceland, and they don't want to settle there. So the first example of advertising speak, they gave a completely false name to it. Then going on to Vinland, as in Canada or the United States, finding the Skraelings. Goodness, so a very venturesome people of such intrepidity and ingenuity. But yeah, you can easily walk around, Reykjavik in a couple of hours. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.